This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Stocks finished higher Friday as investors shook off jitters after digesting a strong monthly jobs report, even as uncertainty lingers over the Federal Reserve's interest rate move. The Dow Jones Industrial Average put on about 0.8% or 300 points, while the S&P 500 added 1.1% on the heels of its worst single-day fall since February. The tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite gained 1.2%. As Yahoo Finance's Josh Schaefer reported, the U.S. labor market continued to impress in March. Employers added 303,000 jobs, much more than economists expected, while the unemployment rate ticked back down to 3.8%. Wage growth also met expectations. The win comes after the major gauges retreated during their earlier session as oil prices hit their highest levels in 6 months, spurring worries about a boost to inflation and a panoply of Federal Reserve speakers rattled faith in an interest rate cut coming anytime soon. Nerves in the market are running high, going by this week's bumpy action in stocks. Investors are juggling economic releases and corporate news alongside growing tensions in the Middle East. Oil prices held near multi-month highs on Friday, building on the big gains notched amid escalating Israel-Iran tensions. Brent's crude futures, the international benchmark, hovered just below $91 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate futures changed hands at just under $87. Trump Media and Technology Group, the parent company of Donald Trump's social media platform Truth Social, sank about 13% on Friday to cap off what's been a volatile trading week for the stock. At current trading levels of about $40.30 a share, Trump Media boasts a market cap of roughly $5.5 billion, giving the former president a stake worth around $3.1 billion. After the company's public blockbuster debut last week, Trump's stake was worth just over $4.5 billion. The stock drop comes on the heels of an updated regulatory filing earlier this week that showed the company taking on heavy losses and facing greater risks associated with the former president's ties to the platform. According to the filing, Trump Media reported sales of just over $4 million, as net losses reached nearly $60 million for the full year ending December 31st. The company warned it expects losses to continue amid greater profitability challenges. Trump Media went public on the Nasdaq after merging with special purpose acquisition company Digital World Acquisition Corp. in a deal approved by shareholders late last month. And investors have been closely watching signs that the economy is accelerating again. They've also been monitoring how Fed officials are interpreting those signals and if the latest burst of hawkishness might delay long-anticipated rate cuts. Apollo Management Chief Economist Torsten Slok has doubled down on his assessment that a re-accelerating economy will prevent the Federal Reserve from cutting interest rates in 2024. In a post on Friday, Slok said the source of the economy's strength is easy financial conditions. Slok's contention that the Fed will not cut interest rates this year comes after cautious comments from Minneapolis Fed President Neel Kashkari. In an interview on Thursday, Kashkari said that if inflation remains sticky, the Fed might not move toward an easing cycle. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.